भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 1, Chapter 8. The title of the chapter is Prayers by Queen Kunti, text number 41.
Ata Vishvesha
Vishvatman
Vishva
Murte
Pakesho
Me
Sneha
Pasham
Imam
Chindi
Dridam
Pandusho
Vrishnisho
Ata
Vishvesha
Vishvatman
Vishva
Murte
Prakesho
Me
Sneha
Pasham
Imam
Chindi
Dridam
Pandusho
Vrishnisho Ata Vishvesha Vishvatma
Ata
Vishvesha Vishvatma
Vishva
Murtve Svakeshume Vishva Murtve Svakeshume Snegapasham imam chindi Snegapasham imam chindi Dridam pandushu vrishnisho
Dridam pandushu
vrishnisho Ata Vishvesha Vishvatma Vishvamurtve Svakeshu Me Snegapasham Imam Chindi Dridam Pandushu Vrishnishu Ata Vishvesha Vishvatma Vishvamurtve Svakeshu Me Snegapasham Imam Chindi Dridam Pandushu Vrishnishu Ata Vishvesha Vishvatma Vishvamurte Svakeshu Me Snegapasham Imam Chindi Dridam Pandushu Vrishnishu Ata Therefore Vishwa Isha, O Lord of the Universe, Vishvatman, O Soul of the Universe, Vishvamurte, O Personality of the Universal Form, Svakeshu, unto my own kinsman, me, my Snega Pasham, cry of affection, Imam, this, Chindi, cut off, Dridam, deep, Pandushu, for the Pandavas, Vrishnishu, for the Vrishnis also. Translation of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, O Lord of the Universe, O Lord of the Universe, the Soul of the Universe, O Personality of the Form of the Universe, please, therefore, sever my tie of affection for my kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. Translation responsively. O Lord of the Universe,
Soul of the Universe,
O Personality of the Form of the Universe, please, therefore, sever my tie of affection for my kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. purport by Srila Prabhupada. A pure devotee of the Lord is ashamed to ask anything in self-interest from the Lord. A pure devotee of the Lord is ashamed to ask anything in self-interest from the Lord. But the householders are sometimes obliged to ask favors from the Lord, being bound by the tie of family affection. Srimati Kunti Devi was conscious of this fact, and therefore she prayed to the Lord to cut off the affectionate tie from her own kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. The Pandavas are her own sons, and the Vrishnis are the members of the paternal family. Krishna was equally related to both the families. Both the families required the Lord's help, because both were dependent devotees of the Lord. Srimati Kunti Devi wished Sri Krishna to remain with her sons, the Pandavas. But by his doing so, her paternal house could be bereft of the benefit. All these partialities troubled the mind of Kunti, and therefore she desired to cut off the affectionate tie. A pure devotee cuts off the limited ties of the affection for his family and widens his activities of devotional service for all forgotten souls. The typical example is the band of six Goswamis who followed the path of Lord Chaitanya. All of them belong to the most enlightened and cultured rich families of the higher caste. But for the benefit of the mass of population, they left their comfortable homes and became mendicants. To cut off all the family affection means to broaden the field of activities. Without doing this, no one can be qualified as a brahmana, a king, a public leader, or a devotee of the Lord. The personality of Godhead as an ideal king showed this by example. Sri Ramachandra cut off the tie of affection for his beloved wife to manifest the qualities of an ideal king. Such personalities as a brahmana, a devotee, a king, or a public leader must be very broad-minded in discharging their respective duties. Srimati Kunti Devi was conscious of this fact, that being weak, she prayed to be free from such bondage of family affection. The Lord is addressed as the Lord of the universe, or the Lord of the universal mind, indicating his all-powerful ability to cut the hard knot of family affection. Therefore, it is sometimes experienced that the Lord, out of his special affinity towards a weak devotee, breaks the family affection by force of circumstances arranged by his all-powerful energy. By doing so, he causes the devotee to become completely dependent on him, and thus clears the path for going back home, back to Godhead. Om Jnanati Virandasya Jnanan Jana Sadapaya Sakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kata Mahim Dadati Swapatantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadar Shri Vasati Gauravakta Vrunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Narayanam namaskritya naram chaita narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudhirayet mukam karoti vachalam pangum lankayate girim yakrupatamaham vande shri gurum dinatarinam paramananda matavam shri chaitanya iswaram Narayanam namaskritya naram chaita narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato panchakalpatarubhrasya kripasundubhaye vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo Shinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtanam Hridayantastohi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suhrutsatam Nashta Prayesh Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Ata Vishvesha Vishwatman, Vishwamurte Swakeshume, Snegapasham Imam Chindi, Dridam Pandushu Vrishnishu. O Lord of the universe, soul of the universe, O personality of the form of the universe, please therefore sever my tie of affection for my kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. So here, in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Kunti Devi is offering wonderful prayers, and this is a very peculiar prayer. Everybody wants the family relationship, everything to continue. Nobody prays that the relationship with my family sever. Here Kunti Devi is asking the prayer that sever my tie of affection for my kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. It's a very special prayer. Kunti Devi's prayers are all very special, but this is again very special. Kunti Devi, if you just see the background, Kunti Devi is a Vasudeva's sister. So she has a connection from the Vrishni family and she has a connection from Pandu family. Pandu family because she married Pandu, so because of the Pandavas. So the Pandu family is also, there is a relationship. And also there is a Vrishni family because this is Vasudeva, Krishna's father. So there is a relationship there also. So she is asking to cut this affection. Why she is asking to cut the affection? Because the cutting the affection, because it's like we are naturally spirit souls. We can't be detached from anything. If you have to be detached from something, means you have to be attached to something else. Without being attached to something, you can't be detached from anything else. So that's why she is praying, I want to be always attached to you, not to be attached to my family, my this, my that. That's her prayer actually. So Srila Prabhupada very nicely explained, a pure devotee of the Lord is ashamed to ask anything in self-interest from the Lord. He's not asking anything from the Lord. The pure devotee understands that Lord is giving everything. Lord is providing everybody's, whatever needs are there, Lord is providing. What is the need for me to go and petition the Lord? Lord, please give me my daily bread. There is no need of asking the Lord. Lord is providing the daily bread for everyone. In Africa, there are so many elephants are there. Who is providing for them? Nobody is making any arrangement. The government is not making any arrangement for them. The Lord is providing. Same way, there are so many living entities are there, and Lord is providing everyone. So we don't have to go and ask, Lord, please give me this, give me this, give me this, give me this. Go with a shopping list. No need to go to the Lord with a shopping list. Because Lord is ready to provide. He is a Paramatma. He is situated within the heart of the everyone, and He fulfills the desires. But we can't, I can't just desire like Prabhupada says, before you desire, first we have to deserve. Deserve and then desire. Not just like I want to become a king. No, but you have to have a pious activities behind you. Then only you can become a king. Not that, I want to become a president. No, I can't just become a president, but I have to have the pious credits behind me, then I can become a, but I, here in material world, become a president is a curse only. It's not, so nobody wants to become a president. Who wants to be a president actually? It's a big nuisance actually. So these things are there, and the pure devotee is not interested in asking anything. Even though the Lord is ready to give. Lord is ready to give anything actually. Lord is ready to offer all kinds of benedictions. Lord is saying in one Srimad Bhagavatam, He is saying, I am ready to give all kinds of liberation, Salokya, Samipya, Sashti, everything I am ready to give, but my devotee is not accepting. Why? Because the devotee doesn't want to accept anything which is going to diminish his service to the Lord. That is his whole intention. Is he doesn't want to do anything which is going to be, the service is going to be interrupted. He doesn't want. Like Hanumanji. Lord Ramachandra Murthy wanted to give something to Hanumanji. Hanumanji said, I am your eternal servitor. I don't want anything from you which is going to diminish my position as a servant to you. I don't want to accept anything. So that is the mood. So, Srila Prabhupada says, a pure devotee of the Lord is ashamed to ask anything in self-interest from the Lord. Actually, even though it's interesting, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says about four kinds of people approaching Him. Does anyone remember the sloka where Krishna says four kinds of people? Yes? Chaturvita bhajante maam. Krishna says Chaturvita bhajante maam jana sukritina arjuna artha jignyasu arthaarthi jnani cha varadarshava. Chaturvita bhajante maam. Krishna says four kinds of pious people. Sukriti. There are two things here. Sukriti and Dushkriti. Sukriti means pious people. Dushkriti means impious people. And Krishna is saying these four types of people are there. Sukriti are there. But they are very... And why Krishna is saying? At least they are approaching the Lord. They are not saying that, there is no God. God is not there. Not like that. At least they are going to the God. God, please fulfill my desire. At least they are going to the Lord. So that way they are Sukriti. But the intelligent person goes to the Lord. And why should I ask something from Him? Because you go in front of the king. What do you ask? Give me one glass of this thing. What king? You can ask half the kingdom. You are just asking only something insignificant. That is why sometimes when we ask something, we ask very insignificant things actually. But Lord is ready to give the whole kingdom. Oh, kingdom Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan, He is ready to give. But we are asking for a little bit. One house, one family, one wife, one husband, one apartment in Melbourne. What will you do with that? Just the small things we are going to ask. And the Lord is ready to give the chabi for the key for the Vaikuntha. He is ready to give the Vaikuntha Dwara. Vaikuntha Dwara key He is ready to give. And we are asking for, I want this. I want a car. Motor. That is, you don't have to go to the Lord to ask for that. So that is why, but even though Lord considers them as a Sukriti, but we should be intelligent not to disturb the Lord. We have to ask pure devotion to God. Because that is what Lord is reserves the right. He doesn't give to everyone. You ask for dhanam, dhanyam, putram, this, everything you ask, Lord is, okay, you take it. But when you ask for bhakti, the Lord is very careful. The Lord doesn't give bhakti that very quickly. Because what happens? If the Lord give bhakti to somebody, then the Lord has to dance according to their tunes. There is no way. Because that is why the bhakti is very reserved. So that is why we should be intelligent and have to ask such a thing which is going to be eternally beneficial to us. Not to ask for any temporary things. This, that. No need. So, Srila Prabhupada says in one of the lectures, our nature is to be attached to something. We can't be, I'm detached from everything. No, we have to be attached. Because we also find in this material world, sometimes people are attached to the nation, people are attached to the family, people are attached. Even they don't have anything, at least they will be attached to their cat or dog. Something they have to be attached to. You can't be like, I am completely detached from everything. You can't be. You have to be attached to something. So instead of keeping our attachment on something which are temporary, which are going to fail one day, we want to put our attachment to something which is permanent. Achyuta. We want to put our attachment to Krishna. So that way, Krishna will protect. Krishna will fulfill all our desires. He will reciprocate with us in all possible, whatever way you want, Krishna reciprocates. You want a Krishna as a friend, Krishna is ready to become a friend. You want a Krishna as a lover, Krishna is prepared to be a lover, a father, mother, everything. Whatever your desires are, Krishna is ready to fulfill. So that is why we have to take this prayer of Kunti Devi, how she is praying. And then we also, sometimes when we stand in front of the Lord, what to pray, what to ask. We ask to the Lord that we want always remembrance of Him, always some service to Him. That's why even the Vaishnavas, when they are blessing, Krishner Mati Rastu. So they say always, may you remember Krishna always. That is the best benediction. What other benediction we can have? All other benedictions will go away. So Srila Prabhupada continues here. But the householders are sometimes obliged to ask favors from the Lord. There is a little bit difference there. Householders sometimes, because of the family, affection and all these things, they are obliged. So in this special circumstance where Maharaj Parikshit has to be saved, so Uttara prayed, because they all prayed to the Lord, and we are asking Lord to do something. And Lord is becoming like a kind of a order canyon. Like Arjuna also asked, Lord Krishna, please keep the chariot in middle of the army. So they are ordering the Lord. Lord is not a person to be ordered. But still, He puts Himself in a condition so that He is subordinate to His devotee. So, Kunti Devi is remembering all these things. So, Srila Prabhupada says, Srimati Kunti Devi was conscious of this fact and therefore she prayed to the Lord to cut off the affectionate tie from her own kinsman. Because of the kinsman, she has to ask this. So, that's why she is saying, I don't want this. Because she is worried, if I want Krishna to be here with Pandavas, then all the people in Dwaraka, and they will be bereft of Krishna's association. But anyway, Krishna can be here, Krishna can be there also. That is Krishna's special favor. But still, she is, from her point of view, she is thinking, if Krishna was equally related to both families, both the families required Lord's help because both were dependent devotees of the Lord. Srimati Kunti Devi wished Sri Krishna to remain with her sons, the Pandavas, but by his doing so, her paternal house would be bereft of the benefit, because they won't have. So she is conscious. That is why, because of this family, I am just attached to this Pandavas family, that is why I want Krishna to be here. So I don't want to be like that. I want to be attached to Krishna without any motivation, without any interruption. This is what the pure devotion's definition is. Anya bilashita sunyam jnana karmati anavritam anukulena krishna anusilanam bhakti rutam. Anya abhilashita. There is no separate desire than Lord's desire. That is the pure Bhakti's definition. Bhakti's definition is no other desire. It's not a no desire. Sometimes people say, oh, there is no desire. Bhakti means no desire. No, not like that. No other separate desire. Anya abhilashita sunyam. Because no separate desire. Because like Hanumanji. Hanumanji had so much desire. What desire? His desire was how to rescue Mother Sita. That is his only desire. So he did all his activities to please Lord Ram. So the desire can be there. So we can't be like in the Buddhist philosophy, desire is the cause of sorrow. So get rid of all the desire. That is not possible. Because we are spirit soul, we have to have desire. But the desires have to be dovetailed in such a way that desire can be used in the service of the Lord. That is bona fide desire. Instead of having no desire, it's not possible. We are living entity so active, we cannot be desireless. The desire has to be there. Instead of the desire, into material desires. So we just dovetail the desire. Then accordingly we will develop the pure desire. So it's Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinaha rasavarjam rasobhyascha param drishtva nivartate. By developing a higher desire, then we can give up the lower desire. Otherwise it's not very difficult. Sometimes children are eating like a mud. Here, nobody eats mud, but India especially. Well, sometimes you beat the children, why are you eating this mud? But you can beat the children, and then after 5 minutes again they will eat. But you give some nice sweets, nice barfi, sandesh, so then the child will not eat. Why? Because he has a higher taste. Oh, these nice things are here, why should I eat this mud? So same way for us also, now our desires are so many places, so many, our attachments are there, so many cricket attachment, market attachment, cinema attachment, so many attachments are there. This attachment, somehow we have dovetailed that attachment to Krishna. Yes, I am attached to Krishna, I am attached to Sri Radha Vallabha, Sri Sri Gonita, Sri Sri Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra Devi. That way the attachment is there, not that you can't completely burn all the attachment. No, the attachment has to be dovetailed in the service of the Lord, remembering the Lord. That way the attachment is purified. So Srila Prabhupada says, a pure devotee cuts off the limited ties of affection for his family and widens his activities of devotional service for all forgotten souls. This is the essence of preaching actually. The whole essence of preaching, Prabhupada says here in this particular section. A pure devotee cuts off the limited ties of affection for his family and widens his activities of devotional service for all forgotten souls. Because he has a wider understanding. Krishna says, Mamai Vamso Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanat. Everybody is part and parcel of Krishna. So if somebody is unhappy, the Vaishnava is very unhappy. Vaishnava is called Paradukha Dukhi. Paradukha Dukhi means you Vaishnava sees somebody else unhappy, then he becomes unhappy. The material world is other way around. If somebody is unhappy, the other person is very happy. Oh, your car is broken. Ah, very good, very good. Your house is this thing. Ah, very good. They are like if somebody else is in distress, we are very happy. But the Vaishnava, when he sees somebody else in a distress condition, he is very, very morose, very happy, very unhappy. And he wants to do something about that. That's why Srila Prabhupada says, there is a distress, there is a lack of Krishna consciousness. That is the main problem. Because Krishna consciousness, there is a lack of. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says, there is enough of everything in this world. Enough of doctors, enough of engineers, enough of computers, computer, everybody is there. But what is there is a lack of Krishna consciousness. So that if that can be given, then all this whatever the abnormalities can be solved. So pure devotee cuts off the limited ties of affection for his family and widens his activities of devotional service all forgotten souls. That is, we can see so many examples. Srila Prabhupada says here, the typical example of the band of six Goswamis who followed the path of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. They all of them belong to the most enlightened and cultured rich families, the higher caste. But for the benefit of the mass of population, they left their comfortable homes and became mendicants. In Srinivas Acharya, in his Goswami Ashtaka, he says, Tyaktva Turnam Asesha Mandala Patim. So they just, they're big, big people. They're not like sometimes people say, nothing to do, they become a devotee. Sometimes we find like, he didn't study well, he didn't get a job, so he became a devotee. No, not like that. They were prime ministers. The status of the prime minister. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, even at that time, their monthly income was so many crores. Even now crores are like, but at that time crore is like a big thing. Now everybody is a Tom, Dick and Harry is a crore, has a crore. But that time was a crore, so many crores of rupees, whatever gold and other things. So they, tektva turnam asesha mandalapadim, they just like a tukshava, they just, how they did? They like a dust only. They didn't really care about them. And why? Because because of the compassion towards the forgotten souls. They are compassion. So many people are there. We want to give this message of Lord Chaitanya. That is why they gave up everything and then became a mendicant. Kaupina Kandhas. They just wear kaupin, that loincloth, and then they were just wandering around Vrindavan. Because they want to give this message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why Srila Prabhupada says, the typical example is the band of Goswamis who followed the path of Lord Chaitanya. All of them belong to the most enlightened and cultured rich families of the higher caste. But for the benefit of the mass of population, this is the name. Actually, Srila Prabhupada is very, very humble actually. The most typical example is not Goswamis. Most typical example is Srila Prabhupada actually. Because Srila Prabhupada, of his so much compassion, he could have just stayed in Vrindavan. No problem. He could have just stayed in Vrindavan and went back home, back to God. And he took so much trouble, came to West, and then established this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and established the association. So much. That's why Srila Prabhupada sometimes says I had one family, few children, one wife, but now, Krishna has given such a big family, so many people, so many children, so many well-wishers, so many people caring for him. So Prabhupada was very proud of all these disciples and all the followers. So, because Krishna sometimes takes away something. He takes away something from us. But sometimes he gives back so much, sometimes we don't even know how to handle that. That much he gives. That's why Krishna, one name of Krishna is Hari. Hari means Hari takes away. He takes away something. But when he gives something, he gives many fold actually. This is what the mood of Krishna is. Sometimes he takes away. Why he takes away is like Krishna, anyway, we'll discuss that in Srimad Bhagavatam. He explains why he takes away. So here, all of them belong to the most enlightened and cultured rich families of the higher caste, but for the benefit of the mass of population, they left their comfortable homes and became mendicants. To cut off the family affection means to broaden the field of activities. Instead of worrying about one family, you worry about so many families. Instead of cooking at home, here cooking in the temple. Like cooking for two people, cooking for 500 people. Broaden. Because Sunday feast, so many people are coming. Saturday evening, so many people are coming. Instead of cooking for 3 people, now you are cooking for 300 people. So that way, broaden the activity. That means preaching. Because what is happening is, there are so many people who are in need of Krishna consciousness. So that has to be provided. That is why, he cut off the family affection doesn't mean that go to the Himalayas and stay there. No. That way what happens is, sometimes people get frustrated in the family. They go to some Tirtha Yatra and then they pick up another family and then come back. Because there is no realization. Because the problem is, this Vairagya. The Vairagya will come, husband, wife is all creating a lot of problem. Let me go away. You go away without any realization. This is the problem. When you go away without realization, you go somewhere else and then you pick up another relationship and then come. So what is, end of the day nothing has happened. Whether your Tirtha Yatra becomes useless actually. Because you've gone somewhere, you have to get some realization. You didn't get any realization. You picked up another family and come. So that is useless. Instead, you have a very determined thing. What are you supposed to do? What is the aim in life? That way if you have Vairagya, then you will go and have the preaching mission. That is why so many people go before Srila Prabhupada. So many people went in the mission of preaching, but they could not succeed. Because they saw some facilities, some comfort, and then they better stay here only. They just stayed there. They became a permanent resident there. They didn't do any preaching. But Srila Prabhupada, when he went, he also became permanent resident. Not that Srila Prabhupada was nothing less than permanent resident. He was very paka. Like, he became permanent resident and he made everybody devotee also. He made it very sure that, so that is needed. So, Srila Prabhupada, when he says, to cut off all family affection means to broaden the field of activities. Without doing this, No one can be qualified as a brahmana, a king, a public leader, or a devotee of the Lord. We can't be. Because when we are in a public service, we have to broaden that. We can't be just limited only to me. What is there in for me? Like sometimes when we distribute prasadam, we just keep something for us first. Or save this first. And then only distribute. Sometimes we have to give away. Because every time we are eating Mahaprasadam, what is there to save us for us actually? We can just take one small speck and then honor it. And then give it. Because the person may be coming once in a month only coming to the temple. Maybe sometimes they come once in a year only they are coming to the temple. So it is far better to give Mahaprasadam to them so that they, otherwise they may not come again to the temple next 1 year. That's it. So we have to be a little bit merciful. Instead of, how can I have this pizza and this thing for me? Instead give this to somebody else. That way, then we can give an opportunity to them also. Otherwise, sometimes we have to start thinking in that direction also. How to give Krishna to them? This year's only chance. Today they came to temple. They may not come to temple again. So better give the Mahaprasadam or whatever mercy to them. So, the personality of Godhead is as an ideal king, public leader or devotee of God. The personality of Godhead as an ideal king showed this by example. Sri Ramachandra cut off the tie of affection for his beloved wife to manifest the qualities of an ideal king. Ramachandra Murthy is a Maryada Purushottam. Lord Krishna is a Sampurna Bhagavan. Krishna is called Sampurna Bhagavan, but Lord Ramachandra Murthy is called Maryada Purushottam. So he exemplified. He cut off his affection for his beloved wife. There are many instances are there in Ramachandra, Lord Ramachandra's last time. When Mother Sita was abducted and then she was with the Ashokavana, and then she returned, Lord Ramachandra said, now you have to go to the fire, Agni Pariksha. That means you have to go through the fire. So this is very strict. He wanted to, because otherwise what will happen is sometimes people will criticize. That is why to avoid this criticism, because ideal king, he wants to set an example. He said, yes, you go through the Agni Pariksha. If you come out successfully in the Agni Pariksha, then I will accept it. So, but anyway, we all know Ramachandra Murthy did this, and Raman could not take actual Sita, only the Maya Sita. So when the Maya Sita was taken away, and then when he entered the Agni, the real Sita came out. So we all know that. It's not, but still Ramachandra Murthy wanted to set an example as an ideal king. Okay, now, because otherwise what will happen is people will just follow. Oh, he did that, so I will do the same thing. So Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Yadyat Acharati Sreshta. All the great people, by their actions, they set an example for the rest of the world. Otherwise, they will follow. Oh, your Lord Ram did like that, I am also doing. Now only people are doing. Because now your Krishna did like that, I am doing. But Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. You lift Govardhan Hill and then you do all other things. But before lifting Govardhan Hill, you don't talk much. Because sometimes people say, oh, your Krishna danced with all the gopis. Yeah, Krishna danced. But before that he lifted Govardhan Hill. He was the Govardhan Hill, killed all the Agasura, Bagasura, all the Suras. You do that and then you do this. Not just imitate, because this imitation is not practical actually. So you see, Ramachandra cut off the tie of affection for his beloved wife to manifest the qualities of an ideal king. So in the later stage also, somebody criticized. So he banished Mother Sita. So much so. It's not an easy thing, but still he banished. So such personalities as a brahmana, a devotee, a king or a public leader must be very broad-minded in discharging their respective duties. Srimati Kunti Devi was conscious of this fact, and being weak, she prayed to be free from such bondage of family affection. The Lord is addressed as the Lord of the universe or the Lord of the universal mind, indicating His all-powerful ability to cut the hard knot of family affection. So Lord can do that. Lord has so much potency, He can cut this family affection. And Lord also personally, so many places. Like in the case of Narada Muni, I was thinking of Narada Muni. Narada Muni had only mother, nobody else was there for Narada Muni. And he had the darshan of the Lord, and then slowly what happened, even that mother also passed away. So that way Lord, sometimes we wonder why all these calamities are happening to devotees. Sometimes we find, I'm trying to practice Krishna consciousness, all these different problems are coming to me. Why this problem, that problem? Sometimes the Lord gives problem to increase our attachment to Him. Sometimes we have so many dependent. I am dependent on my insurance, I am dependent on this, I am dependent on my family, I am dependent on all this. We are dependent on so many things, so we can't call Krishna with feeling. Sometimes when we see Krishna, that's it. There is no feeling coming. Because we are thinking, oh Krishna, by the way, Krishna, you are also one of the protectors. There are so many protection I have. Insurance protection is there, car protection, husband protection, wife protection, family protection. So many people are protected. Krishna, by the way, you also please protect. No, Krishna is not looking for that. He is a mamekam sharanam. He is a only surrender to me. Krishna is not interested like, this one. Everybody is like, no. Krishna exclusive protection. Krishna is asking. So that way, sometimes Krishna takes away also. In Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, Yasyam anugrinnami. When I am very, very specially favored with somebody, I take away everything. Okay, this is, I think, devotees sometimes get very worried. Oh, in the very favor, you are going to take away everything. Yeah, we'll take away everything. But what happens if you take away everything? What happens? Even the family, everybody is like rejecting him, and then that person will not have anything, any other shelter other than Krishna. That is what Krishna is doing. That's why Srila Prabhupada says here, by doing so, he causes the devotee to become completely dependent on him and thus clears the path for going back to Godhead. Because what happens? The path of going back to Godhead, even if you have a little bit attachment, we have to come back. Even little bit attachment is there, for that attachment we have to come back. Even little bit. Yam vapi smaran ba. Even little bit attached, like Bharat Maharaj. He had a little bit attachment for the deer. So 3 births wasted. Little bit attachment to the deer, then he has to come back a deer and Jada Bharat and then go back home. Little bit attachment only. So that is why Lord Krishna, for a pure devotee, wants to make sure this fellow does not have any attachment whatsoever. He makes this. That's why sometimes he pulls. Everything is falling apart. Sometimes we blame Krishna. Krishna, what is this? I can't handle this. Why these things are breaking up? All these things are happening to me. After all, I'm trying to chant Hare Krishna and trying to follow the process. Why these things are happening? Everybody, this is a very genuine. So that's why Srimad Bhagavatam says, Tattena kampam susumikshamana bunjana evatma kritam vipa. Because there are different calamities may happen, but what a devotee thinks is, these things are happening because of my past bad karma. I have to suffer, I have to go through this. By doing this, what happens is, Lord says, he becomes the rightful recipient of Lord's mercy. So that way, when a calamity comes, we take as a blessing actually. That's what Kunti Devi is saying. Kunti Devi, in one of her prayers, she is saying, I want to go, all the calamities happen again, again. Punarbhava darshanam. I can have your darshan, that's it, finished. I don't, all the calamities, let that happen again and again, I don't worry about. So this is the mood of the devotee. And here says, such a personality is a brahmana, a devotee, a king or public leader must be very broad-minded. Very broad-minded means, broad-minded in giving the message to everyone. No distinction. The typical example I was thinking is Dronacharya. Even though Dronacharya was in the side of Adharma, but his broad-mindedness is, Drishtadyumna came him for training. Okay, please teach me the martial art or the military art. And then Dronacharya knew very well, this fellow is going to kill me. Dronacharya knew very well this Drishtadyumna is specially generated to kill him only. Because Drupada made a big sacrifice, and then out of that two people, Drishtadyumna came and also Draupadi and Drishtadyumna. And Drishtadyumna came to Dronacharya, and Dronacharya knew very well that this Drishtadyumna is going to kill me. Still, he imparted all the military art. Why? Because he is a brahmana. Because he is so broad-minded, he doesn't distinguish between, this person is going to kill me, I will not teach. Even he taught all these things to Arjuna. Arjuna defeated him also. So this is the broad-mindedness. Srila Prabhupada, so broad-minded, he completely, wherever he went, he never distinguished between this one or that one, caste, creed, nothing. He just gave message to everyone. So that is a very special, must be very broad-minded in discharging their respective duties. Srimati Kunti Devi was conscious of this fact, and being weak, she prayed to be free from such bondage of family affection. That type of family affection. So if this affection is cut off, then the affection towards the Lord will increase. Otherwise, sometimes what happens, only the family affection is increasing, but the attachment to the Lord is not there. So that is not good. The Lord is addressed as the Lord of the universe or the Lord of the universal mind, indicating His all-powerful ability to cut the hard knot of family affection. Therefore, it is sometimes experienced that the Lord, out of His special affinity towards a weak devotee, breaks His family affection by force of circumstances arranged by His powerful energy. By doing so, He causes the devotee to become completely dependent on Him and clears the path for His going back home, back to Godhead. So this is a Lord has a very special plan for all of us actually. Lord wants all of us to go back home, back to Godhead. And sometimes He gives this type of tests. He gives some kind of hurdles for us so that we become strong. So we should not lose our enthusiasm. Oh, I'm chanting 16 rounds. Why these problems are coming? Yes, for a purpose only. If Lord gives something, He gives it a purpose only. And Lord will make sure we come out of that successfully. It's not that Lord's plan is to make us fail. Lord, it's not that. In the whole thing, He makes us strong and more understanding. And then that way, Lord will fulfill His desire of preaching the message and getting all the forgotten souls back home, back to Godhead. And also our journey back home, back to Godhead is also protected. Okay, if you stop here, are there any questions or comments? Yes, Mutaji? Yes, it's a very, very good question too. If you can pass on Bhagavad Gita, please. Yeah, actually Srila Prabhupada's, exactly I remember, one purport, Prabhupada explains this. I'll read it. Instead of me saying that, Prabhupada says, how the family can be, yes, your point is valid. Everybody has a family. You can't just go home and, oh, I hate you, no, start fighting. No need. How we can do that, Prabhupada explains that in a purport. Yeah, 1 second, I'll just, this I remember because this I have read many times, so because this is a very Prabhupada, very, how practical he has given. I'll read out this, this is Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 13, text number 12, purport. As for attachment from children, wife and home, it is not meant that one should not have any feeling, no feeling for this. Just listen please carefully. As for detachment from children, wife and home, it is not meant that one should have no feeling for this. These are natural objects of affection. Prabhupada clarifies that. These are natural objects for affection. But when they are not favorable to spiritual progress, then one should not be attached to them. There is no any ambiguity here? No ambiguity. Prabhupada very clearly says, when these are natural objects of affection, but when they are not favorable in spiritual progress, then one should not be attached to them. The best principle for making home pleasant is Krishna consciousness. If one is in full Krishna consciousness, he can make his home very happy, because this process of Krishna consciousness is very easy. One need only chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Accept the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna, have some discussion on books of like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and engage oneself in deity worship. These four things will make one happy. One should train the members of his family in this way. The family members can sit down morning and evening and chant together Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If one can mold his family life in this way to develop Krishna consciousness following these four principles, then there is no need to change from family life to renounced life. How Prabhupada says, so he knows. We all have family. Not that, okay, today we read this sloka, sever the family ties, so we also go and tell the family, go to hell. No, if we plan the family in such a way, all of them can remember Krishna. So that is what he is saying. He is saying one should train the members of this family in this way. The family members can sit down and chant. If one can mold his family life in this way to develop Krishna consciousness following these four principles, then there is no need to change from family life to renounced life. But if it is not congenial, not favorable for spiritual advancement, then family life should be abandoned. At that time, family life has to be abandoned. Not that, okay, Kunti Devi, when she is saying, Kunti Devi is a great devotee. Actually, Pandavas are not ordinary people. Still, he said the family ties has to be severed. Okay, she is setting an example that we should not be attached to the family just for the sake of it. Oh, just because in my family, I am just attached to them. Instead, give the family Krishna consciousness. Give the family Krishna consciousness, some kind of advancement in Krishna consciousness. That way, we will fulfill the real need of the family. Otherwise, you know, like as a family, we'll come, and then Srila Prabhupada explains, the family is such a thing that the straws are coming in, when you go to the beach, if the waves are coming, one side of wave will bring all the straws together. Okay, maybe 5 kilo straws. The same straw will go back, and then what is the guarantee that the same 5 kilo straw is going to come back? No, the same straw may not come, maybe disperse. Same with the family also. So because of our actions, karmic reactions, we are particular family, particular father, particular mother, particular arrangement, everything is here in this life. So we want to make best use of the bad bargain. Okay, now we are in this family, better use it and give them Krishna consciousness, become Krishna consciousness, then that is bad. Otherwise, just to have attachment to the family is not good. So, that's it. Answer Prabhupada's thing. Answers that. Actually, Prabhupada's purpose always answers all the questions, actually. We don't have to worry about it. Yes, Prabhuji?
I was going to say, so is this why Krishna gives us all these aches and pains as we get older, so we can detach ourselves from the body?
Sort of. Yeah, it is good. Because what happens now, we are attached, very much attached to the body. Even with all the problems, we are still attached to the body. Actually, even though the body gives problems, still we are attached. No, but still, if the body is used in the Krishna service, so then what happens is the body becomes spiritual. That is why when the Vaishnavas, when the sannyasis, when they pass away, their body is not burned. It's like a samadhi, it's made like a tulasi, and all the other things are kept. Because it's not like the body becomes, this is like a, in Nectar of Devotion, it says, Ihayasya Hareyadhasya Karmana. What is it, Kloka? Ihayasya Hareyadhasya. It becomes like even in the same body, it becomes spiritual. Srila Prabhupada says, you put iron into the fire. Iron, it becomes red hot. At one stage, it becomes as good as the fire. You can't say that, oh, this is iron, this is fire. No, it becomes the same way, the material body is completely used in the service of the Lord, become completely spiritual. And then it no longer is a material body. It becomes completely spiritual. So this thing is also given. All the problems are also given. But sometimes we want to be relieved of the problem. But instead of being relieved of the problem, we tolerate the problem and then we pray to Krishna, please let me continue my devotion. That's why the Tathena Gamam Shloka. Then that person becomes the rightful recipient of Krishna's mercy and ready to go back to God. Because he is not complaining to Krishna, Krishna, why you are giving these problems to me? Instead, Krishna, you have to give more and more problems. He has just to give only token problem only. Because that is the mood. The devotee always prays that he has given only a small token reaction only. Yes, Krishna has given only token reaction for us. He has not given the whole lot. If he has given the whole lot, we'll be finished actually. He has given only token reaction. So we have to somehow, that mood if we approach, then it will be okay.
On that subject of getting a spiritual body, it's been said that when these people have a spiritual body, when they go into samadhi, their body doesn't go into wicca waters, it actually stays supple. And I noticed that when Prabhupada was being put into samadhi, his body was very supple.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's why the body, that's why today we go to that place and then we get the vibrations. We get the association. Even when sometimes we don't go to the normal tomb, we go, there's a cemetery there, you don't get any vibration. You just go to the cemetery, sometimes you are thinking, when are you going to come out of the cemetery? You don't get any vibration. But when you go to the Samadhi Mandir of Rupa Goswami, all these people, all the Vaishnavas are there, their vibrations are there. And then we get their blessings. We can pray to them and then we can get their blessings also. So, that is the difference. Because this is they are there, always they are present there and they are ready to give their blessings. Actually. Because of the whole life they have executed in Lord's service. So they are no longer, the body is no longer material actually. Body is completely spiritual. Yes, Prabhu?
First of all, as you said, I gave Nandana. Krishna wants us to be completely surrendered.
Yes.
Then you give all the
blessings. Yes.
And Guru Maharaj is doing the best thing, Karuna Nidhi, you are the treasure of compassion.
Yes.
And do some
perfect is life. Perfect is life. Yeah.
And so we have given up to
yes.
So we have to be fully purified.
Yes. And even little bit tinge of attachment is there, for that we have to take birth again. Mm-hmm. So that's why in a slow, this is a whole process, is how to be detached. Because when you say detached from matter, attachment to Krishna. So it is not like it, we are not so much worried about matter, and instead of worrying about detached from matter, instead of attachment to Krishna, that, so we have to think about the positive aspect of attachment to Krishna, then detachment matter will automatically come. When we are attached to Krishna, then detachment factor will come automatically. So we don't have to make a separate endeavor, how I have to be detached from this. So instead of attached to Krishna, then the detachment will come slowly. Because otherwise, you know, like we'll be worried about only the negative. Instead of sometimes they say, don't do this. At least tell me what can I do. Sometimes they say, don't eat this. At least tell me something what I can eat. That way, you know, it's easier. Don't eat. Do eat. Now, then it becomes more easier actually. So we worry about like a positive aspect, attachment to Krishna, attachment to His service. Then the detachment aspect. That's why Srila Prabhupada initially, he never bothered about giving this, you come here, you chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam, that's it. All the regulative principles, all these things will come later. Once you have a ruchi, once you develop a taste, then other things will follow. But the ruchi is not developed, immediately you give all the instructions, then the person may not be able to follow. Like if a person just comes for Sunday feast, you immediately give all blank, then that person will run away. So you give him prasadam, let prasadam go and do his Krishna only. And then that person will develop higher intelligence, and then the other things will make sense. Otherwise, now immediately you give him the whole, all the achintya, beda philosophy, everything, then it may not work on him actually. So we have to give little bit of installments we have to give. But still, that's also valid. It's not that, okay, we are not watering down the philosophy. Still, we are giving the philosophy, Krishna Prasadam, Krishna's mercy, Krishna's association. But this will, once a person develops a little bit of desire, little bit of taste, then we give bit more. What he can chew, then we can give more. Otherwise, all the thing we give, that person will be able to take it actually.
Even if you try to give too much, you vomit.
Yeah. So we have to be a little bit careful. Yeah.
Prabhupada has given excellent example also, like oil and water.
Yes.
We
don't mix.
Our spiritual soul and material activity have nothing to do with us.
Yes.
We have
to. Yeah, they don't. We actually, that's a very nice example. Oil and the water, they don't mix. They always separate. But only thing is, somehow we are in this association, we are thinking we are part of this whole material world and trying to do. But somehow, by the mercy of Guru, mercy of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, we can understand this, then we can slowly detach ourselves from this this thing.
You also sent us an email about Socrates. That's the excellent example, Socrates.
Socrates, yes.
In taking, drowning the person.
Yes.
Yes,
so that you know
what
the need
is Krishna.
Yeah. How much, one person asked Socrates, how much you should be anxious to realize God? Like he took the person, he put them into the water, you know, like, and he was practically almost about to die. At that time he just took him out and then he was about to breathe. How much anxious you are ready for breathing? That much anxious you want to see Krishna, then you can see Krishna. We have to, because sometimes we just, the spiritual life sometimes becomes a part-time type of thing for us. So that's why we don't have, but if it becomes a full-time, it becomes like, yes, I want to see Krishna now. Then that type of, Katvanga Maharaj, Prabhupada gives the example of Katvanga Maharaj. Katvanga Maharaj perfected life in one muhurta. One muhurta means very small amount of time. He was fighting for the devatas in the heavenly planets, and then they were very successful, and then he asked, devatas wanted to give him some benediction. What can I, so when I am supposed to die? So he says, one muhurta is only left for you, then you will die. So immediately said, please take me to my deity, I want to surrender. So then in one muhurta, they transported him to the deity, and then he perfected his life. So that way, it is possible. Even one muhurta time is also sufficient. But maybe 100 million life also is not sufficient. Because 100 million lifetimes we can keep on dragging, and then we may not have. So one muhurta is also sufficient. So we have to be intelligent enough not to waste our time.
Another example is fish and water. Fish cannot survive without water.
Yes. Yes.
So that's how we
improve.
Yes.
So
keen. Yes. Yes. My question is,
oh, it's not your question. So far, I thought his questions are finished. now only the question is going to start. Yes.
My question is, Kunti Devi,
Bhoj, Kunti Bhoj is Kunti Maharani Kunti's father. I think Kunti Devi also was, if I just read, Kunti Devi also adopted daughter. I have to refer and tell. I think it's like Kunti Bhoj is the Maharaj, Kunti Bhoj was father, and Kunti Devi also was adopted daughter. That's much I heard about that. So I can give, once I read a little more Mahabharata, I will be able to give. Yes, Prabhu.
In family life,
yeah.
We, let's say towards the end of life, we still in a grihastha ashram.
Yeah. Actually, our family life towards the end, we become a vanaprastha ashram. It becomes vanaprastha, yes.
Talking about myself, I'm still in that same grihastha ashram, following the principles of Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
Is it possible to have a zero attachment? You say, you know, if a change of attachment is there, you have to come back and so on.
That is why, you know, the ashrams are made like this only. See, somebody remains a brahmachari and then became a grihastha. Somebody in a grihastha life 20 years, 15, 20 years, automatically, because this is ideal, I'm talking about ideal, automatically the detachment will come. Actually. Two children, three children, they are pulling you all the parents. Detachment will come. Actually, there is no way, like the detachment will not come. Detachment will come. Because this, at one point in time, you will think, at least, why did I get married? Why did I have children? Why? All these different problems they create, and like then they'll say, all these other things will start. So, detachment will come, no problem. Definitely will come. I can vouch for that actually. Detachment will automatically, definitely will come. But the thing is, you know, even we don't want to continue the grahastha. That's why there is a grahastha life and grahamedhi life. Grahastha is okay. Grahamedhi means everything is like a centered around me and my family. But grihastha means following the scriptural injunctions. And then after, Srila Prabhupada says, pancha urdhvam vanam gachet. After the year of age of 50, you go to the vanaprastha stage. Vanaprastha stage means vanaprastha, go to the forest. But we don't have to go to the forest. Husband and wife live together, and only for just like as friends, and then they help each other in their Krishna consciousness. They are not like, not the family, procreation, all these things. They stop at that stage. So they just live as ideal the mendicants, like go around and go to the places and tirtha yatra, that type of living. So that has, but children have to be looked after. There is no still, that's why it's not like the Vedic system, there is an early marriage. Sometimes nowadays everybody condemns the early marriage. Why in the Vedic system early marriage was? Because before the kama, the lusty desire comes into the heart, at that time only the marriage is settled. Okay, this person is going to marry you, this person is going to marry you. That way, it is settled there. So nowadays, you know, like it is not like the system is not there. So by the time by the person becomes 50, already you would have become a grandfather or grandmother or whatever it may be. So that way, you know, they can get into vanaprastha stage easily, and then they can sannyas depending on. But vanaprastha stage, up to that stage, you can continue, and you can still remain in the family and not be attached also. You have to, as a duty, you look after the family as a duty. So like sometimes, you know, when you see the lotus. Lotus is always in water, but the water doesn't touch the lotus. So we can be in the family, and we have to look after the Krishna conscious needs, or the family needs, or material needs, we can be looked after, but still not be attached to the family also. That is also possible. So that we have to be, that is what the whole training is all about. The whole training is all about the Krishna consciousness, is how to be attached to Krishna. And see, if the family is also attached to Krishna, then there is some way we can attach to the family also. See, that's what Prabhupada says. If the family, everybody is Krishna conscious, by serving the family, we are also doing some seva, Krishna conscious seva only. So that is not, we are not denying that. But if this congenial, environment is congenial, that is good. If the environment is not congenial, then we have to think about it.
Congenial, uncooked, blind well.
Yeah.
The very, very blind well.
Yeah.
You fall down and nobody is there.
Yes.
Same.
Yeah. Anda. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so that's why it is not, it is possible. It is even the, like if you look at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many devotees are grihasthas. They all achieve perfection. It's not like when Krishna is not going to ask whether you are a brahmachari devotee, whether you are a grihastha devotee, vanaprastha devotee, or sannyas devotee. Whether we have developed Krishna prema, Krishna bhakti. That's why he says, Kiba vipra kiba nyasi sudra kena noya. Yehi veta Krishna tattva. That is the Krishna tattva that we have to know. It's not like we have to be a brahmachari. Okay, brahmachari has some facilities, some grihastha has different facilities, vanaprastha has different facilities, sannyasa has different facilities. But we're using all the facilities, whether we remember Krishna. That's why in the Srimad Bhagavatam there is a famous sloka. Atapumbi dhijasteshta varnasrama vibhagasa sthanasthitasya dharmasya samasiddhir haritoshanam. So whether whatever varna, whatever ashrama, whatever we are in, the bottom line is samasiddhir haritoshanam. Lord Hari has to be pleased. Whether Lord Hari is pleased by being a grahastha, if I can please Lord Hari, well and good. As a vanaprastha, if Lord Hari is pleased, that is also well and good. By Brahma. But if I may be a sannyasi, if the Lord Hari is not pleased, that's useless. So our thing is samsiddhir haritoshana. Lord Hari has to be pleased. But that Hari is pleased according to our varna ashrama. Whether this varna or this ashrama, if we can please Lord Hari, well and good. So that way grahastha ashram is not a problem, even at the point of, up to the point of this thing. At that time also we will be thinking, the family will be reminding about Krishna. There are Krishna conscious family, even at the time of our passing away, they will chant Hare Krishna, they will remind you or remind us about Krishna consciousness. So that is very favorable. Yes, Prabhupada?
On the same point, you are saying, please, please,
yes. Yes. Yasya prasada, bhavat prasada. Because we can't directly get Krishna's mercy, but when Lord Krishna's representative, Guru, is pleased, then automatically we know Krishna is pleased. Yes. Thank you very much. Grantharat Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimati Kunti Devi ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.